Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
On the Bob Rose Show, live and local. Greg Cassidy's here. Time check brought to you by Prestige Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Monday, we'll get through it. All right, did you get your word? Tamper, T-A-M-P-E-R, Tamper. Text to 72881. Message and data rate supply. Good luck. $1,000. I'll take it if you don't want it.
What a guy.
Climate change could make opioid crisis worse, according to a professor. Really? Do we really have time? Between 1999 and 2004, 3.45 drug deaths per 100,000 people. That rose to 16.1 between 2005 when Hurricane Katrina struck and 2014. So they're trying to link disasters. And, of course, they haven't even linked the disasters to the climate change. They they try to pretend they do, but they haven't.
Yeah.
And then now they're trying to say, and those disasters cause people to get hooked on opioids somehow. Okay. Are you serious?
Wow.
Okay.
Irma caused it.
And the left is going to give us a lessons in morality now.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah, Stormy Daniels. Come on, man. She is, I can't believe the president has. Here's what CNN says. Stormy Daniels' decision to speak ensures Trump will face more questions about his behavior and morality.
Okay.
His morality. I'm not casting any morality stones at anyone.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have to point out that she had sex for money on film is how she made her living.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not casting a morality stone. I'm just putting that out there.
Okay. And the fact that this is coming from the Dems.
But, and the Dems, the same ones that are like, really don't feel like having that baby. It's okay. You can kill it.
That's moral.
Again, casting a stone, just trying to point out some things where, yeah, all of a sudden, morality is an issue for a president.
Bob, sex has nothing to do with the job. Remember Bill Clinton?
That's what I thought, even though he was having it while he was on the job.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, there's
with that. An intern.
Yeah. Okay.
You know.
Those facts just keep getting in the way.
I guess here's what bothers me. Is it really the lead story, ABC News, that really, that should be, should that be our biggest concern? Not China, North Korea, Iran, economy, anything to do with our personal lives, anything like that. No, the number one story is a pornography actress claims she had sex with the president 10, how many years ago
when
was
he
it?
Wasn't the president.
When he wasn't the president. Okay.
I was on 60 Minutes to talk about it.
Okay. Yeah. And what is that? That impacting decisions he's making to protect us from the rest of the world? I don't know. Again, I'm not like making excuses for him, but I vote for him. He was a guy's a billionaire. He's a billionaire, and he is what he is. I didn't hire him to be president because I thought he had some high moral character.
He wasn't running to be the Pope.
Right. Like, yeah. I'll take my spiritual cues and stuff from other people and from him. I was looking for, like, some leadership, you know, work on, you know, immigration, get the economy rolling, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah. Cut taxes.
Yeah.
Build a wall.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to Phil. You're on the air.
You know, I think maybe the Dems will carry a real motive for trying to take our guns away. They want a total breakdown in law and order and then they could say they could put up some idiot like what happened in Europe in the 30s. You know, you got Mussolini up there, you got Hitler up there. There was a breakdown in society in Europe, and a damn demagogue comes in and takes over. That's what I think they're really hoping for.
That's exactly right. In fact, there's an article that this is what demagoguery looks like, and they show the march. It is so interesting. You have to give the left some credit. They're actually mobilizing young people who, of course, are idealistic, and they don't want their classmates slaughtered in classrooms and all that, and they make it a big emotional thing. And okay, so they're young and idealistic, and they're being used. But what's really like the next step that's interesting is you're actually going to get young people mobilized, not just to march. You're going to get them to vote away their own rights.
And they don't even get it.
Yeah.
They don't even.
They're going to vote away their own rights. They are.
It's crazy.
Yeah. They're going to vote away their own rights, which is so, so interesting that the left, man, they're scary because at times they are so brilliant, aren't they? Deviously brilliant. Martin, you're on the air.
Yeah, no doubt. That's a true statement. When you have young people that are idealistic and inexperienced, they can be molded into the shape that you want them to be in, and that's exactly what the liberals are doing. Regarding Trump and Stormy McDaniels, it doesn't matter what happened with this guy. What is mattering to the liberals, why this matters to liberals and the media, is that they've already tried to switch the narrative regarding immoral behavior and unethical behavior, because they feasted on their own in Hollywood. They have feasted on their own in terms of vilifying men and the Me Too movement, et cetera. And I'm not saying people should get away with things, and that's not a noble thing to do, but they're switching the narrative in order to put a woman up for president and be able to use all of these things to bring to bear on the incumbent, Trump, and try and take him down. That's one way that they're trying to do it. I think it's quite obvious that that's what's happening.
Yeah, that's, hey, break it on down in terms of, like, gender and who votes for who. And the more you can sort of discount the male, that also would have an influence, right? Because isn't a Republican slightly more male than female as far as when you break down the voting issues and how people vote? That I like that. I mean, I like where you're going with that. It's, again, it's frightening. Jeff, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Bob. You know, I have a problem with all of the media because they're going after Trump, who is a billionaire playboy, private citizen who had consensual sex with one woman, where you have another woman who screwed 300 million people and has very loose morals, and they're the ones that want to hold her to a higher standard.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so blatantly obvious what's taking place here, but the way in which they're engaging in it, I've got to tell you, man, it's a game plan that's going to be tough to overcome. The left is, they're a force to be reckoned with. Do not take them lightly. Mike, you're on the air.
Good morning, sir. You talking about the youth, especially the kids down at Parkland and all that after the shooting? They're going to vote their rights away?
Yeah.
Isn't that exactly what Hitler did, indoctrinated the youth?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Get a hold of those young, idealistic people. They have the energy. They'll run out there. They'll get people registered to vote. They'll promote their ideology. They can at times be, over the top, whatever you want to call it. I mean, yeah, and Hitler realized that. You get a hold of the young people, and that's also, you know, the kind of the future, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Peer pressure on their friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's big.
Oh, you'll be ostracized, pushed out of the group, so to speak, if you don't go along with the group think, et cetera. Yeah, I think it's frightening. And, you know, you can't even have a good conversation about, say, the Second Amendment, because their minds have already been poisoned to it. They can't, they have been pushed to the point to where they can't even have an open mind on that. Do you know? They've already been sort of, I hate to use the word indoctrinated, I'm just going to say their minds have been poisoned to the idea of the truth behind the Second Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Founding Fathers, and that our rights are not granted to us through government, but from the Creator. Most of those people in that age group, unless their parents extended that information to them, don't know that. They simply don't know it. So is that bugging you? What is bugging you? Your chance to air it out. Get it off your chest and maybe feel a little bit better anyway. Is coming up next. We call it What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Call in now, 877-975-9825.
Morning News and Talk Station 97.3 The Sky. Now, traffic and weather together.
Brought to you by Darlene Pofalo. Issues this morning seem to be in Ocala. Get an accident with some possible road blockage. Southwest 140th Ave at State Road 40. Also an accident, State Road 200 at Southwest 65th Ave. Darlene Pofalo, yeah, your perfect realtor. Find out more, visit DarleneAndLucky.com.
Noticeably cooler today in the wake of a front that moved through last night. Mostly cloudy and breezy, a high of only 67. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows upper 50s. Partial sunshine tomorrow and a warm-up begins. Highs in the upper 70s. From the UF Weather Center, I'm Jeff Huffman.
Gainesville 59, Ocala 61, the Villages 63. Traffic and weather together every 15 minutes mornings. A News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Sleep tech on today's Healthy Moments. You need to put down your smartphone, put down that computer tablet, at least when it comes time to bedtime. Scientific studies have documented that exposure to light promotes wakefulness and interferes with the natural 24-hour cycle of sleeping and waking, also known as circadian rhythm. You might think this just pertains to natural outdoor light, but you'd be wrong. The favorite handheld electronic device emit enough light to cause our brains to remain alert and stay awake. And many people, especially children, teens, and young adults, partake in these activities before bed or while they're laying in bed. Bottom line, when it comes time to sleep, you need to put down the electronic devices, make your room a comfortable environment, cool, comfortable, good smelling. You need to get your sleep. Healthy Moments is produced by Hospice of Citrus and the Nature Coast, serving North Central Florida. License 1985. For Healthy Moments, I'm Anthony Palumbo.
Hi, this is Jeffrey Meldon of the Meldon Law Firm. I'm here with Ralph, a client whose case was recently brought to a successful conclusion. Ralph, what were your impressions about the way our firm handled your case?
The attention to detail, the way they use technology to tell my story.
Can you talk a little bit about what you saw as far as how we use technology to bring your case to a conclusion?
They put together an amazing visual presentation. It showed exactly how the crash occurred and why the other driver was at fault. Meldon Law went the extra mile for me and my wife. They protected our future. I would recommend them to anyone who has been injured due to the negligence of someone else.
While we can't guarantee that you will obtain the same or similar results, we always fight for justice for our clients. Meldon Law, where you matter most. On the web at MeldonLaw.com. Meldon Law, with offices in Gainesville and Ocala, and consultations are available wherever you're located.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need to help get you back on the road. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get CarQuest conventional motor oil for just $2.96 a quart. Talk about an amazing price. Plus, find great prices on CarQuest's full line of motor oil. Go to Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores to take advantage of this great offer while it lasts. Advance Auto Parts, where oil is priced like it should be.
At Hardee's, we believe in doubling down at breakfast. So we cooked up a deal that doubles down on sausage and eggs, on made-from-scratch biscuits. Two of them for the price of one. Because what one made-from-scratch biscuit, loaded with savory sausage and fluffy eggs, could do, two can do better. Get your buy one, get one sausage and egg biscuit today. Only at Hardee's. For a limited time only at participating restaurants. Tax not included.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing.
Zoom gives you flawless video, crystal clear audio, and instant sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
Win $1,000
to make your wallet great again.
For complete 97.3 The Sky contest and prize information, visit thesky973.com/rules.
There's Easter candy for the kids, and then there's Easter candy for you. Find your Easter basket at Thornbrook Chocolates. This year, make sure to try one of their exciting assortments, where even the tray is made of chocolate. Find them in Thornbrook Village at thornbrookchocolates.com and on Facebook.
I'm not happy. I'm very sad.
I'm a little confused. Maybe you can help me out here.
What do you think?
They're all a joke.
Time to air it out.
What's bugging you?
For Florida Pest Control, call now. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
722 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy here as well. Thanks for tuning in. Time to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control, the only bugs they can't control. Our litter bugs, 877-975-9825. Levy County Joe, what's bugging you?
Liberals and Democrats, usually. I'm tired of them attacking the Constitution of the United States and not being charged with treason. I'm sick and tired of people that beat around the bush, that don't want to come out and talk. They want to, you know, accuse you of not either doing a good job, or they want to... They want to use their political influence or their political attitude to make you look less of a person. It's really disgusting, and I hope the person's listening, because I know exactly who he is. And when you write something on a board like "Don't be a dick," and you say you're talking about yourself, you need to learn how to talk to people.
Dick Cheney? Dick Tracy?
That's who I was thinking of. Yeah.
I wasn't sure. Yeah, Casey, sure. What's bugging you?
Good morning. You know, I think that sometimes when you listen to certain radio broadcasts, yours is probably the only one that mentions anything that has to do with Christianity, not like being spiritual or not being religious. And I think something that I've heard over and over from, you know, people that I associate with myself with is that everybody keeps looking for spiritual solutions with human answers, like stuff here, you know? So one thing I struggle with is where I work, we happen to have a couple programs on the TV. And one of them is Ellen DeGeneres. And I really like her because she's always, you know, donating money, taking care of people. She's just always, you know, saving the animals. But she always has this portion of her program now that's just, you know, has come through maybe the last month and a half, where she bashes the president. So she puts a whole bunch of reels of him and Melania on there, and it's all stuff making fun of Melania, you know, so I stopped watching her, you know, because it's blasting our president. Now, she'll have Clinton on there. She has had Hillary on there. Both of the Obamas on there, but she will not have our president on there. And I just wonder sometimes why she bashes him for being, like, having extramarital affairs. But she'll be way okay with having somebody sit in a chair that had sex with a woman in the office of the United States of America. And nobody will ever bring that up. Nobody will say anything. And I just think if you don't have those morals, you know, Rush Limbaugh always talks and so does Mark Levin. Why would you have friends that are liberal? Why would you have friends that hate America? Why would you surround yourself with that? So you try to be positive and talk to them and say, hey, listen, get out a cell board and explain to them, you know, A, B, C, look at, you know, what's going on. But sometimes you just have to wash your hands of it. Like the guy before me, you know, calling people, you know, stuff like dick and writing and stuff on whiteboards and screaming and yelling. It doesn't really do any good. They are who they are, and it's, you know, not going to change it. You just have to stop watching the program, stop listening to the stuff that you hear, because it's not going to change. You know, if you keep giving them those ratings, keep giving them, you know, listening to their airing.
No, Ellen's very talented and very funny, and I haven't watched her in a long time, though. I didn't know she was also taking that, you know, it's low-hanging fruit for the left.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens when your group of friends, that circle is so tight and so anti-Trump, that you just think that's how everybody behaves and how everybody jokes about the president. You don't realize you have a you should have a greater responsibility than that, or just avoid it completely. I mean, you want to be entertainment or you want to be political, but obviously the two have crossed the lines a long time ago. Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yeah, the march on Saturday is bugging me. There are a lot of videos going around on YouTube about people interviewing those marchers. The people that organize the march are not liberals. People keep saying liberals all the time. They're leftists. They're Marxists. They're communists. They organize that rally. These kids are being used as pawns. They don't even know what they're protesting. The interviews that I watch, I've got one on my Facebook page, and these kids don't even know what an assault rifle is. They don't know any statistics. They think that assault rifles are the main causes, the main weapons used in these school shootings. They had no idea that pistols are the number one thing.
Well, where were these kids when, you know, the statistics have been through the roof in Chicago for how many years now? Yeah. And they have some of the toughest gun laws. In fact, the vast majority of murders with guns take place in five major cities. All five of them have some of the strictest gun laws. Do they know that? No. Do they know the origin of the Second Amendment? No. Have they even read the Declaration of Independence? I doubt it. Rocco, what's bugging you?
Well, what's bugging me is we got it all backwards. Let me tell you something, Bob. When I grew up, and I'm just a little bit younger than Donald Trump, our moral standards were much different. Blacks couldn't marry whites. Gays were looked upon as freaks, okay? And Donald Trump grew up in that era, and so did I. And we judge him on today's standards, and that's wrong to begin with, number one. What happened with Stormy Daniels, he did as a private citizen. What's really bugging me, Bob, is that we're going to lose the midterms because this man sold, and I hope he does something to bear himself out, sold America out, in my opinion, by signing that bill. He sold us out. The war is extinct. Not only didn't he get money for it, they outlawed the war. Planned Parenthood continues to abort fetuses today. He didn't stand behind anything. He has a chance now to correct things and make things to show me something, but he's got to show me something. It isn't Stormy Daniels that's bothering me. It's what he did when he signed that bill that's bothering me.
Well, there you go. Judah, man, what's bugging you?
Yeah, I've heard you say it, and I've used the same Pelosi saying, we have to pass the bill to find out what's in it. Well, the Republicans just passed the bill on Friday, or Trump signed it, where nobody read it.
Yep.
I mean, if you listen to First Hour of Rush on Friday, this is major. I mean,
well, wrong is wrong, right? Peter, you're on the air.
Morning, Bob. I was listening to you Saturday, and I forgot who you were talking to. But you guys were talking about the Constitutional Amendment. They're trying to put these Constitution amendments in there to change these gun laws, and then they need 60%. If they change some of this stuff, us gun owners are going to be in real trouble. That's all I want to say, Bob. Thank you.
Yeah, but if they do things by the protocol and the way it's supposed to be done in terms of amending the Constitution, that's a very arduous task, and it would be talked about, and the states would have to rule on it, etc. And so that's a completely different situation than arbitrarily either a state legislature or even the federal legislature can't just come in and rescind, take away, or infringe on our constitutional rights. There's a system set up to protect that, or so I thought. We'll talk about that further coming up. Thanks for contributing to What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. It is 729, and coming up, a backlash against backpacks by David Hogg, of all people? Yeah, we'll talk about that coming up.
You've heard the expression, experience counts. In our business, that's very important. Hello, I'm D.R. Sapp, president of Florida Pest Control. For more than 65 years, our family-owned business has applied our experience to serve you, the customer. At Florida Pest Control, we're proud of the service we provide. Experience a true Florida original. Call the professionals at Florida Pest Control or visit us online at flapest.com. And remember, the only bugs we can't control are litter bugs.
trending now on the Sky.
The suspect is deceased from detonating a bomb inside his vehicle.
On air on 97.3 FM.
We're wasting our time.
Of addicted opioids.
The death penalty.
And on the new Sky app.
I hope we'll hear from all of those social media platforms, including Mr. Zuckerberg.
Hashtag delete Facebook trending on Twitter.
The news station.
Benton Mills High School.
Sanctuary cities. And we're going to take care of the problem.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
The Sky.
How do you mark life's most significant events? Now you can give an exact depiction of how the stars aligned on any date from any location on Earth. Visit MySkyMoment.com or call 800-291-5181 for this magical gift. Was it a baby's birth, someone's wedding, a first kiss, or graduation day? For under $50 and a call to 800-291-5181 or visit MySkyMoment.com, you can order the most meaningful gift of the year. Mention radio to save 30%.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Whether it's a do-it-yourself or a major construction project, Florence Recycling wants to haul your trash. For over 30 years, contractors, local businesses, and homeowners have counted on Florence Recycling for fast, dependable, same-day service. Call today for flat rate pricing and free delivery of a big yellow roll-off dumpster. Plus, they answer the phone when you call. And as they always say, satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back. 352-375-5189. 352-375-5189. And online at FlorenceRecycling.com.
97.3 The Sky. Traffic and weather together.
Brought to you by Indeed.com. Most of our issues this morning have been Ocala. A couple of accidents. One at State Road 200 at Southwest 65th. The other in accidents with some road blockage. Southwest 140th Ave at State Road 40. Are you hiring? Built with Indeed. You can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, and then zero in on qualified candidates at an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire.
A noticeably cooler air mass sneaks in today behind a front that moved through last night. Still a brief shower possible this morning, but generally dry today. But a breeze from the northeast up to 15 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy skies at a high of only 67. Cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 50s. A warm-up begins tomorrow with some sunshine, highs in the upper 70s. We'll be in the low 80s Wednesday. I'm UF meteorologist Jeff Hoffman.
Gatesville, 59. Ocala, 61. The Village is 63. Sky News Time 7:33 for the ER North Florida Regional. You can check North Florida's ER wait times by texting ER to 23,000. ER wait time now, only 3 minutes.
I'm Trey Westerberg, your top local story. Gainesville City Commissioners came up a vote shy from a ban on styrofoam containers and single-use plastic bags across the city. The commission will now likely wait until next year before revisiting the issue. Commissioners deadlocked 3-3 last week to move forward with the ban. Some restaurant owners say they support the idea, but passing the ordinance in its current form would be too expensive for several businesses. About 20,000 teachers, students, parents, and supporters marched to Douglas High School in Parkland over the weekend. The march was part of the worldwide March for Our Lives protest, with the biggest march taking place in Washington, D.C., where an estimated 500,000 activists marched to the Capitol. The protests were sparked by last month's shooting at Douglas High School that killed 17 people. Recreational marijuana isn't legal in Florida, despite a widely shared online report that the legislature had passed a measure legalizing use. The website Your Daily Ideas reported lawmakers had agreed on legalization to jumpstart the economy. The website dated the story from Orlando. Florida's legislature and governor are based in Tallahassee, and lawmakers did not act on any recreational marijuana bills, according to state officials. A former veterinarian faces 36 counts of forgery plus one count of fraud in Marion County. Theodore Orozki reportedly admitted to cheating clients out of hundreds of dollars and forging the signature of a lab owner for tests that were never submitted. Orozki's license was revoked in 2016, although investigators say he continued to practice. Orozki told investigators that several checks he received had the pay-to-order section left blank, so he wrote his wife's name so he could cash the checks. Next news in 30 minutes on 97.3 The Sky. Listen online and follow us on Twitter at thesky973.com.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey Meldon. For the past 15 years, you've heard me on The Sky every Saturday morning at 10:30 on Law Talk Live. My number one concern out of the hundreds of topics we've discussed is to make sure everyone has the auto insurance coverage they need. The most important thing that we've told our listeners is to make sure you have adequate uninsured motorist coverage to protect you and your family in the event of a crash resulting in serious injuries. In fact, I've written a book, Buying Florida Auto Insurance, and it's free. Just go to MeldonLaw.com and download it or call our office 24/7 at 352-373-8000. We have offices in Gainesville and Ocala, and consultations are available wherever you're located. Meldon Law, where you matter most.
With more than 64,000 students, UCF is the biggest university in Florida and one of the biggest in the nation. But being big is more than just a number. It means that we think big and dream bigger. We seek challenges and push boundaries. We encourage innovation and invite the impossible. So while UCF is big in size, our impact is even bigger. Learn more at ucf.edu/big.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky. It's that time, exceptional and unique. El Rushbo.
Donna Shalala. That's a familiar name in national politics. She was a Clinton cabinet member, and she was also executive director of the Clinton Foundation, and she used to ride around the pickup truck with Janet Reno. This is a woman who knows where the bodies are buried, so to speak. Now Shalala's running for Congress for an open seat in Miami being vacated by a Republican. And with her Democrat credentials in clout, I mean, she used to be the president at University of Miami. This ought to be a cakewalk. But she has run into trouble. Two of the seven Democrats running against her in the primary have ganged up on Shalala. And it takes two to do that, by the way. They've accused her of personally contributing $20,000 to Republicans in Florida over the past 10 years. And they're demanding she publicly apologize for this and fork over twice that amount to the Miami-Dade Democrats. In response, Shalala reminded her challengers that she has donated over $250,000 to Democrats over the years. She expressed outrage they would dare question her loyalty to the party. The real story is not a petty squabble among Democrats. Not long ago, these local weed wannabes wouldn't dare buck a member of the Clinton inner circle. No, the real story is how little fear and respect the current crop of Democrats have for the once mighty Clintons. Their time looks like it's come and gone, folks. And where is Bill, by the way, in all of this?
Rush is right here, noon to 3 on 97.3 The Sky.
Today's technology makes things easier because everything's connected. Your cell phone, your tablet, even your smart TV, all connected to one account. And they're all connected to your Wi-Fi. It only takes just one weak link for a cyber thug criminal to break in and obtain your data. And that's why the new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds the power of Norton Security to your devices. Now, while LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats to your identity, the addition of Norton Security helps protect up to five of your devices from online threats. And if there's a problem, LifeLock's agents will work to fix it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions in all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton gives you more protection for today's connected world. Join now. Get 10% off your first year. Go online to LifeLock.com and enter the promo code RUSH. That's LifeLock.com. Remember, promo code RUSH.
This segment of The Sky brought to you by Dave Mays Automotive. They'll get the bugs out of your car.
Events are happening faster than ever.
Kill 17 people.
School safety.
Gun control.
The FBI.
Cybersecurity.
Russian nationals
sought to interfere.
Keep up with your world. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
7:39 on the Bob Rose Show, live and local. Thank you for tuning in. Time check brought to you by Prestige Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Greg Cassidy is with me as well. You want $1,000? Text the word TAMPER, T-A-M-P-E-R, TAMPER, to 72881. Message data rates apply, but you'll be in the running for a grand. 806, we'll give you another chance. That's nice. How we roll. Yeah, all the way through 5:06 p.m. Doing it every weekday till the people with the suits quit giving my pay raise away. It's like, thanks, people. Anyway, I can't complain.
No,
life,
you're not bitter.
Life is good. Good weekend. Yeah. Started off right Friday with a tour of the new facilities, the expanded facilities that they have put together at Santa Fe College.
Well,
it's not there at the regular campus, at the old Kirkpatrick Center. Institute of Public Safety. I'll never remember that again, but it just came to me.
Yeah.
But that's where they train EMTs, paramedics, and law enforcement. It's where they train them. They have a state-of-the-art facility that is second to none. You know, Chris Wagner, regular contributor to the show and stuff, he's been an instructor out there for a long time. I remember when this thing was just, kind of a pipe dream.
Mm-hmm.
And people like Chuck Clemens and others, helped to make this a reality.
Nice.
And it is a facility, seriously, second to none as far as the training goes. And so I got to go to like a little ribbon cutting, I guess, if you will, and and took the extended tour with Chris and got to meet the movers and shakers there. And it was excellent. So nice. Kudos and tip of the hat all the way around. Saturday, got to hang out with Greg and his lovely wife and my wife. We went downtown, see what was going on downtown. Had a homeless guy win our trivia contest, even though we weren't actually holding a contest.
We didn't know he was playing. We just thought we were trying to figure something
out. So two old radio guys have been in the business collectively for like 60 years. We're scratching our head trying to think of this guy who wrote the song.
Into the Night, yeah.
Yeah. And the homeless guy goes, Benny Mardonis. What? Benny Mardonis. Yeah. He said, sitting on the ground.
With his anything can help sign. And he won. Yeah.
I mean, if you're that lucid, dude, I'm not trying to be harsh, but
no.
You probably could have a job.
Yeah. If you can remember.
I mean, I'm not going to push him too hard because he could have my job, but.
And know the artists.
Maybe that's why I'm in talk.
Oh, that was
radio,
funny.
After all. All right, so we've got a lot that's going on, this whole March thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's exactly what we thought it would be. It has been promoted, pushed, organized, financed by the lefties, the far-left progressives. They organize this whole thing. The kids are, unfortunately, the useful idiots. They're young and idealistic, as you're supposed to be when you're young.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But they're being used. It's interesting. They're actually being used, and they will be used to the point to where they actually will vote away their rights. They will.
And don't realize.
And not realize it. And one of the reasons is because young people are poisoned now. They're poisoned by the educational system that does not talk about the Bill of Rights. They do a very Wikipedia-like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cursory view of things now. And they've got a lot of material to study. I mean, we've made advances in a lot of areas. So just the workload is higher than it was when we were younger, I think, in general, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, so you don't have as much time to spend on it? Yeah, well, it's kind of convenient, I think. Because here's the deal. The Declaration of Independence does not get talked about enough, doesn't get mentioned enough, is never debated. And you know why, right? Because it is a definite loss for the lefties. It's in the L column, both for lefties and for losers. They will not win getting into any sort of debate that involves the Declaration of Independence, which, by the way, was at the very founding of our nation. If you didn't declare your independence, there would be no independence. Rare is it that a nation is benevolent and says, yeah, granted, your own little country there. Go have fun. Doesn't happen very often. No. Certainly wasn't going to happen then.
No.
So the founding fathers wanted to say, what do we do to keep it from being, a king or some despot and some, being strong-armed? We don't want that kind of rule. We want to only have to answer to a much higher authority, our creator. And that's a beneficial relationship because the creator is also the one that says you will have certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But to secure these rights, you need government instituted among men, deriving their powers from the consent of the governed. In other words, we agree. Oh, this guy's going to be the president. This guy's going to be a congressman. We agree. We the people. And the government, the reason why you want it for and of the people is because you want them to be a good steward of these rights, to look out for them. They don't grant them. I want to be clear. Government does not grant rights. Now, you can disagree with me, but then you'd be disagreeing not with me, but with the Declaration of Independence, because that's what it all hinges on. And they don't want to talk about it because it mentions a creator in it several times. They don't want to talk about that. And if you want to take it to a further degree, that's why communists push religion out, because they want you to come to the motherland. Mother government will take care of your needs. Are we not that far removed from it here right now in the U.S.? Something to think about. 7:46 on the Bob Rose Show. Remington files for bankruptcy and Trump gets defensive about the wall. That and more coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
News and Talk Station 97.3 The Sky. Now, traffic and weather together.
Brought to you by Indeed.com. Our biggest issues this morning have been accidents in Ocala. One is Southwest 140th there at State Road 40. Had some blockage there for a bit. Also, a State Road 200 at Southwest 65th. Are you hiring? Well, with Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, and then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire.
Noticeably cooler today in the wake of a front that moved through last night. Mostly cloudy and breezy, a high of only 67. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows upper 50s. Partial sunshine tomorrow, and a warm-up begins. Highs in the upper 70s. From the UF Weather Center, I'm Jeff Huffman.
Gainesville, 59. Ocala, 61. The Villages, 63. Traffic and weather together every 15 minutes mornings. A News Talk, 97.3. The Sky.
When I was a kid, my dad's employees built him a box to put on his desk that said temper control unit. So when somebody would come in with bad news, they would flip the switch on the box, and when the timer got to 10, an alarm would go off. And hopefully dad was ready to give a calm response. Now I'm telling you that little story to remind you to take a moment and think things through. When it's time to buy your next vehicle, contact SunState so you can get a pre-approved draft. You can find SunState on the web at sunstatefcu.org. SunState Federal Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is Pastor Rick, Windsor Baptist. With this being Easter week, I want to begin a short series on the death and resurrection of Jesus. First, did Jesus really die? Some believe Jesus only swooned. That is, he went into a low state of consciousness and was then revived when he was placed into the tomb. But the Bible says Jesus gave up the ghost, meaning he willingly let life leave his body. Also, when the experienced executioners came to break the legs of the victims, they noticed Jesus was already dead. And just to be sure, they pierced a spear in Jesus' side where water and blood gushed out. Medically, this is called pericardial effusion, proving death had occurred. Jesus really did die. But why? The Bible says he was wounded for our transgressions, and the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. To learn more about the death and resurrection of Christ, join me this Sunday for our 11 a.m. service or 6 p.m. for an informal candlelight service. Log on to WindsorBaptistChurch.com or give me a call at 375-7316.
Do you have sleep apnea? Are you tired of dragging your big, bulky CPAP device with you whenever you leave home? Yeah, well, I was too. That's why I'm so glad I called to try the Transcend Mini CPAP for 10 nights. I can't imagine living without it now. My Transcend is about as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. That's less hassle to carry than my shaving kit. Plus, I was able to add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. But hey, that's not all. Transcend is FAA compliant too, which means I can finally sleep comfortably while flying. Heck, I can sleep comfortably anywhere now. So if that all sounds good to you, call now to give Transcend a try. You'll be glad you did.
Now you can try Transcend and sleep comfortably for 10 restful nights with a money-back guarantee. So call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-400-4413. Again, that's 1-800-400-4413. 1-800-400-4413.
At Hardee's, we believe in doubling down at breakfast.
So we cooked up a deal that doubles down on sausage and eggs. On made-from-scratch biscuits. Two of them for the price of one. Because what one made-from-scratch biscuit, loaded with savory sausage and fluffy eggs, could do, two can do better. Get your buy one, get one sausage and egg biscuit today. Only at Hardee's. For a limited time only at participating restaurants. Tax not included.
Getting ready for a motorcycle ride? Save $10 on Duracell Ultra AGM motorcycle batteries at Batteries Plus Bulbs.
I even got a new tattoo.
What? For store locations, offer details, and limitations, visit batteriesplus.com.
They're strong, and then there's Mom Strong. So now that she needs care after her surgery, it's my turn to be strong for her. And it's good to know there's help.
If you have questions about rehabilitation, home health, or care after a hospital stay, call 1-866-KINDRED, and a registered nurse can walk you through the care options that best fit your needs. Kindred Services can provide you with nursing, therapy, medication management, and more. See how Kindred can help. Call 1-866-KINDRED.
This segment of The Sky is brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. Full-service dentistry for the entire family.
The American people are feeling great again.
Great accomplishment, Republicans.
Weekdays at 3.
That is a problem.
What are we going to do?
Sean Hannity on 97.3 The Sky.
7:52 on The Bob Rose Show. I'll be doing all right on this Monday. Low-key Monday. Low-key. Slow start.
Low-key Monday.
Monday. Mm-hmm. Let's snort some antidepressants together. Ready? Yeah! Woo! Wow. Stormy Monday! How's old Stormy McDougal McDaniels McMuffin doing? She was on 60 Minutes. Did you bother watching it? Oh, heck no. Who cares? Although I did feel guilty after missing it, so I was doing a lot of research this morning. And the bad news is the company computer is now highly infected, so I'll probably pay a price for that. But I was doing research. Greg's my witness. Well, Greg was not a witness. He said, that's disturbing, and he walked away.
But I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, so we're all worried about the president's morality before he actually was in office. Okay, like top news story at all the news channels? No. No.
I mean, should that – I mean, really? Come on. He's been on the cover of how many magazines and tabloids and whatever for decades. Why would anybody be surprised?
I just – the left is going to say, oh, you picked on Clinton. You picked on Clinton, and now you're defending Trump. You're just defending him because he's your guy. No. He didn't do these things while he was in office, number one. And remember, the ball's in your court. The left is attacking him on these various things or grounds or whatever, trying to make hay out of it. Nobody else cares. No, quite frankly, nobody cares because, I mean, you know from the get-go, how could evangelicals elect him? Because they weren't. But you know why? Because Billy Graham wasn't running.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
They weren't looking for a spiritual leader. They wanted a guy who was going to be a strong politician, a strong figure that was going to do certain things as far as the leadership of the country goes. The spiritual thing, guess who that's between? The individual and, to steal a line from the Declaration of Independence, the creator.
Where'd you get that from? Where'd you say that was?
Well, I mean, that's in the Declaration of Independence.
Wow.
It's also It also has to do with our individual rights and freedoms. I love it how the left wants to cite all these statistics. Well, information has come out that 70% of Americans want some form of common sense gun control. It's like their favorite thing.
Yeah.
70%. First of all, that is completely flawed, but let's just say it's right. Let's just say, oh, yeah. What does that matter? In our form of government, it does not matter what the majority says. If we had that form of government, we would be a true democracy. A true democracy is mob rule. You wouldn't want that. And the reason women and black people and others have rights is because it has been determined that it's about the protection of the individual's rights, even if the majority doesn't want it. Does everybody understand that? Do the young kids marching from that high school, do they understand that? That just because a bunch of people want it, you know the last time a bunch of people like either wanted something or did nothing to protect it? They murdered like 10 million Jews. Okay? Yeah. Think about it, people. Think about it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.